Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At one time or another, and I'm sure this has happened, every parent here today has probably wondered, what is the greatest gift that I can give to my child? Now, think about it. What might that gift be? Is it a well-rounded education? If so, special effort would be made to live in a community with good schools, to provide piano and dance lessons, to encourage sports activities, and so on. Or is it a happy and pleasant childhood? If so, special effort would be made to spend quality time with your children, to provide a home life with minimal stress and conflict, and to plan exciting family outings and vacations. So, what is the greatest gift that you can give your child? I suggest it's more than a well-rounded education and a happy, pleasant childhood, but of course, these are very, very important. The greatest gift that you can give your child is the gift of Jesus. No doubt about it. No doubt. Let God's word of forgiveness in Jesus be upon your heart, and so that you may impress the gospel upon your children. Education is not inoculation. The problem is that often parents fail to recognize the ongoing nature of this task. Do you ever think of religious education as kind of a inoculation, a one-time or short-term event that exposes your children to Christianity in the same way that he or she may be exposed to chicken pox? To get it out of the way, to get it out of the way at an early age, once he or she is baptized, attended Sunday school, goes to confirmation, we figure then, that's it. We've done it. Then he's had his lifelong dosage, and we've done our job as parents. So, what's the greatest gift you can ever give your child? It's not a religious inoculation, but a Christian education. And a Christian education is found only through the teaching of God's love for us in Christ Jesus. This is the education God wanted for his people when they came to the promised land. Our text is what God told Moses to tell the people. Now note the ways in which they are to keep the commandments on their hearts. And this is from the NIV. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Teaching children to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength is not an inoculation. It is an ongoing education. The love that every parent and every teacher of the faith throughout countless generations have told their children about the love that the Savior has and that it has no bounds at all. It is the love of God, the love of God who cares so much for you and for me, who sent his Son Jesus to the cross, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. In Christ Jesus, your sins are no more. They're gone, wiped away. And his forgiveness, though, is with you forever to eternal life. In Christ Jesus, your sins are no more. That is God's love. That's God's love for you. And that is the joyful good news he has given to teach your children. From generation to generation, God's salvation in Christ Jesus is passed from one parent to a child and from one teacher to a child. Again and again, the story of God's love for us in Christ Jesus is spoken. You know, here it is. It is the repetition. Repetition, we see the continuous and ongoing nature of our Lord's love for us. And so we also begin to see the nature of our task as Christian parents and teachers, not to inoculate our children with Christianity, but to provide an ongoing and continuous nurture of the Christian faith. Indeed, we impress the Lord's word on our children by repetition, by telling of God's love for them in Christ Jesus again and again and again and again from baptism till adulthood. Teaching begins, though, in the home as we teach our children how to pray at bedtime and before meals and throughout the day as we read them Bible stories from a children's Bible or from a Bible storybook again and again and again as we conduct family worship. Then the church is enlisted in the process through Sunday school, confirmation instruction, children's messages, vacation Bible school. Through these means, Christian parents can teach their children of Jesus Christ and his precious love and forgiveness. So these beloved children, will remain firm, in their Christian faith for the rest of their lives. And what a glorious thing it is to witness the faith life of a child whose parents have raised him or her in God's word and have themselves believed and taught it. Perhaps your child is beyond the infant stage. Perhaps you feel it is too late to start training him or her in the faith. I remind you, it's never, ever too late. Never too late. As long as the Lord has given you that child's body and that child's mind to love and care for, he has also given you that child's soul to nurture and strengthen in faith. The word of God that you teach your children today is one thing in their lives that will truly, truly last forever. It's the only thing. Isaiah declares, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord our God endures forever." Long after you and I are gone, and our children have raised their children and have seen their children's children also to come to the baptismal font of life, nothing else will matter. Absolutely nothing else will matter. But they will hear today, taught our young ones to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. The only thing that will matter will be the gospel, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, which has brought life to us, has brought life to our children. That is the greatest gift, you see. The greatest gift you can give your child. The gift of life. The real gift in Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.